I'm trying to keep the expenses down and this sort of thing. I just raised up an alpha antenna UV6, which seems to work pretty well from 6 meter through 70 centimeter. And as a matter of fact, that's what I'm talking off of right now. And the radio that I'm actually using is a TYT TH9800. The left VFO on it is quad band. It does 10 meter, 6 meter, 2 meter, and 70 centimeter. And the right hand one is just 2 meter and 70 centimeter. But that's what you're listening to right now, is one of those.
You're doing a good job from over here, although you don't live too far, so you're very full quiet and into the repeater too as well. Yeah, I just, the 6 meter, I used to have a halo. It's called a halo antenna. I don't know if you heard those kind of antennas before. It's square, and you could put and then a square on top, and then it got a long pole right on above it, and the halo's on top from that pole. Well, it's all in one, you know. And then you got your magma on the bottom that you put on your car. I made a few contacts on the band. I remember 1 year at my parents' place up north, I made a contact on 6 meters to Alaska. And down the Philippines, too. That's when the band was really hot. I mean, the soy flares were so hot. I mean, I couldn't believe that what was coming through that 6 meters when it was opened up like that. You know, they got layers of band. They got layers like when the bands are open, when the propagation is perfect, and that then the band's open all day long, which it was that day. I was impressed with that. I mean, I couldn't believe my ears. I was got somebody in down the Philippines and Alaska. And anyways, it's a fun band when it's open. But you got to have patience for 6 meters because you don't know when it's going to open, when it does open during the day or during the night, or when it, hours of the night or hours of the day when it does open, you know. But you got the advantages on 6 meters, but it just opens up when it does open up. That's why they call it the magic band, you know.